This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to welcome back Nikki Bishop from Home Instead Senior Care, and she's also on the county board. And what other hats do you wear? I mean, you're all over the dartboard, if you will, with your different projects, aren't you?
I am. I hope nobody's throwing darts at me, though. But
no.
And by the way, happy birthday
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
29
it's nice,
again.
It's nice Hillsboro throws a carnival for when I turn 36.
That's great.
Nice.
Well, all right. We'll have to work on something for you.
I know. And I'm hoping the KCs have the fish stand out there.
That'd
be even better.
Good. We'll get the rain out of the way. We'll have to work on that.
It's Old Settlers. Rain, 90 degrees. That's all you need to know.
I know.
So we're going to talk with you about the Home Instead Senior Care and what's going on. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. The conversation begins in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out here with you. Our guest this week, Nikki Bishop from Home Instead Senior Care and from the County Board. And Nikki, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Let's talk a little bit about Home Instead Senior Care because this is a new endeavor for you.
It is. Seniors are not new to me, but this is a new company that decided to jump on board with in July. And it is in-home. Depending on where your home is, it can be in your residence, an assisted living, independent living, also in a nursing home if they need services, but it's non-medical services. So it's anything from companionship to home helper to personal care, just being there for seniors and letting them know that they have an extra hand as far as for their caregivers and just give them a little extra help.
Tell us a little bit, how did this all come about with you? Because, I mean, you mentioned earlier that you have been associated with seniors and care and all that for a long time, for as long as I've known you. How did this all come about? Did they just contact you and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Are you interested? Yes or no? Or
as a marketer, I'm out there a lot, and I did know their marketer that we had some contact as far as doing some events together, and they just said we wanted to open an office here. Would you run it for us? And wasn't for sure about that, had some other plans. But then, as you know, I've got three young boys, and just was something I...
One of them started high school.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Okay, sorry.
No, he's a good kid.
I'm not
but
Barbara
just,
Walters.
I'm
no
getting older.
On this show.
I know. I'm getting older. But it was
Heck,
one of those
I became
things.
An uncle, so...
There you go. There you go. It happens. But it was something, seniors are such a passion to me. I feel like they have paid their dues in our society, and we need to treat them with the utmost respect and provide the best care we can for them, whether it is in the home or a nursing home. But this company just really felt like a good fit for me right now, mm-hmm. and it gave me a lot more hands-on. If I get to go into the homes, meet the clients, meet their family members who need some respite care, just need a break. And so this is something that... They contacted me, wanted to open an office, and I said, let's go for it. So they are out of the Jerseyville franchise. They've been mm-hmm. over there for 10 years. The company is an international company. It's been around for about 20 years out of Omaha, and it's just a very good company as far as they want it to be locally owned franchises, so right. It's just not somebody from Omaha. It's somebody that was in Jerseyville, and they have a satellite office in Jacksonville as well, so they cover that area, and then they have Macoupin and Montgomery. So that's basically this office is covering all of Montgomery and most of Macoupin, mm-hmm. unless it kind of gets over to the
Jersey area
or the Jacksonville area.
So that's good for the mileage.
It's good. It's good, and it's something that's really needed in this area. And safety is our number one concern. As long mm-hmm. as they're safe and they can stay home, we want to be able to provide service.
And you bring up an interesting thing. You don't handle medical thing, but with companionship and so on and so forth, it can be difficult because there are some seniors that are very proud. They've worked hard to be in the home that they're in, and it's kind of hard to pull that plug saying, you know what, I need help. And it's very hard for them sometimes.
It is hard. And I think that's the nice thing about some of the different events that we do. We do some Alzheimer's training for families and just getting the name out there. We want to be the number one resource for seniors in this area, whether it be mm-hmm. that we provide service for them or if they can't afford our services, we want to be able to refer to another resource for them, just provide training, provide support. So it's not just all about going in the home and providing the services. It's about the resources. And I think it's important for them to know, always try it. We always say, let's try it for 30 days, see how it goes. If it's 5 hours a week, whatever you may need. But I think they have worked so hard, and it's hard to leave their home.
Absolutely.
So if they can get some light housekeeping and laundry, especially if they're washing dryers downstairs, it's one of those things where it's a safety risk for them to go up and down. I had one lady said, I just throw my stuff downstairs and then I walk down. I said, well, that's not really something that we want
right.
you to do. So let us come in and help you with that. And then again, if it's something with a family member that's got Alzheimer's or dementia, we want them to be able to have some companionship and have a caregiver come in and know the right fit for them. They're not going to visit with you sometimes very much, depending on what stage they're in, and just to be able to be a nice companion for them.
I had a story that came across my desk. A gal was in Madison County, got sentenced to jail. Mother was found dead in the house. She gets charged with elderly abuse mm-hmm. and neglect and that because mom lived in filth, dirty dishes piled up, clothes everywhere. I mean, it was kind of like a hoarding
sure.
situation. And, you know, it's sad sometimes that a person gets to that point. But she admitted that she should have had proper care for her
sure.
mom to handle the situation.
And like we talked about the resources, it may be something where they can't afford our services if they're limited on their income. We mm-hmm. accept long-term care insurance. It is private pay, but we also have a respite care program, which is through the Area Agency on Aging. It's 20 hours a week, or mm-hmm. A month, 5 hours a week is usually what we do with providing a little bit of relief for caregivers. So there's a lot of different options out there, and if they feel like they can't afford something, there's always options to find
right.
help for them. So it gets to where they don't want to leave, and maybe some of them are hoarding, or it's a family where they're living with a son or daughter, mm-hmm. and it's stressful on them. They need to be able to get some relief.
You talk about the cost. Does insurance or Medicaid, whatever, pick up on some of the fees associated, or is this completely out of that donut hole and you're on your own
no,
to pay for this?
No, it's non-medical, so Medicare does not cover that.
Okay.
So it is usually with your long-term care insurance. Okay. They do cover like a homemaker, an mm-hmm. in-home service. And if not, it's private pay. So there's a lot of times where, again, the respite care is free 20 hours a month, so that's helpful. And then maybe they can add a couple additional hours. But the nice thing about this is if somebody does need those medical services, and let's say they qualify for hospice or home mm-hmm. health care, we can be in there and do the non-medical, where we're preparing the meals and providing companionship while they're coming in and maybe administering the medications and IVs and whatever treatment they may need. So it works hand in hand a lot with other resources in the area.
Let's talk a little bit what this companionship and home helper, that's pretty much self-explanatory, meal preparations.
Yes.
Medication reminders. Now, you can go that far, but not
yes, as
that's,
if they're in weekly
the
planners, yes, the weekly planners, we can help them with that. We just can't dispense it out of the actual prescription bottle.
Company to doctor visits, that's self-explanatory.
Yes.
Grocery shopping and errands,
yes.
Laundry, socializing, and light housekeeping. Define light housekeeping.
Well,
is that vacuuming, just vacuuming?
No, vacuuming. There's different projects. A lot of them have, we're going to clean out a closet, or we're going to take the drapes down and
light,
wash them.
Depending on the closet
well,
that you
depending,
have.
We're not going to do a deep clean of the whole house. But
have you ever seen Big Bang when
yeah.
Sheldon reorganized the closet?
I know. Well, just depending on what they need.
That
we have
wasn't
to pace
light.
Ourselves. Yeah. I know. Well, I think it's one of those things where it's, as long as it's not major heavy lifting,
right.
they can go through the house and clean and vacuum sweep, mop the floors, do the dishes, things like that, just to kind of relieve some of those things that it's hard for them to do, especially if people have arthritis or they're
mm-hmm.
not able to maintain the longevity of without their stamina being worn
right.
out.
Personal services is also included. That's bathing, dressing, toiletry, and mobile assistance. So that's pretty much self-explanatory there.
Yes.
Alzheimer's you and dementia, so you've got that covered. Traditional care services, so I mean, you can take them to the grocery store, wherever they need to go, and then discharge assistance.
There's a nice thing about the discharge assistance. If somebody comes home from the hospital and they just need some hours that evening just to kind of, maybe they had a procedure and the doctor says, you just need somebody to stay with you, and maybe the family members are out of town. We do a service that they come home, we can pick them up from the hospital and be able to stay with them either through the night or several hours after the procedure. So it's nice just to have somebody there. Keep an eye on them if they've just got done with anesthesia, things like that, that you just need to keep an eye on somebody for. So it's important to be able to have that. And we also have people who have a wedding coming up or an anniversary party, and it's just too much for them to handle that, and taking mom and dad, and it's a little stressful. So we can accompany to the wedding and just have the caregiver go with them and at least give an extra hand, especially if they're having to use some maybe gait belt assistance or they have a situation where they need to get to the bathroom quickly. We can help them with those services.
And that helps out when you talk about a wedding scenario, because depending on if you've got a sibling scenario and you know one of them's busy focusing on the wedding because they're handling it.
Sure.
And then the other one's invited and they're helping the brother out or sister out. That kind of helps out alleviate making sure mom or dad is okay and still having a good time and partaking in a special ceremony like a wedding.
It's really important because, again, Home Instead Senior Care, as you can see the tagline, to us, it's personal. And we really try to, as far as our caregivers, we just don't hire anybody that wants a job. We want to make sure they match the personality and the personal care of our company. And so there are times where people apply and they just may not be the right fit, because we want to make sure they can do a little multitasking, they can be empathetic, they can communicate, they can work on their own, but yet also know how to respond in situations that maybe if you are dealing with somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, you've got to kind of know how to work with that. And there's training that we do with them. Mm-hmm. So there's not necessarily, you don't have to be a CNA. You can just come in and do the training, but it's always nice. We have some of those that are on board doing that. So it's important to have our caregivers really have that personal touch. And then we match them up as far as hobbies, interests, things like that. So they have things to visit about, and we really try to make it personal.
The other things you guys handle, care for serious conditions. And basically, I'm looking at the guidelines here. Observe how conditions affect seniors, recognize changes that may occur, and report and record information relevant to care. So basically, this allows you guys to give the family heads up saying, mom's acting like this. If you look at it, this is signs of maybe advanced stages of Alzheimer's or dementia or Alzheimer's is getting maybe a little bit worse, so on and so forth, basically, right?
Yes, and we try to be a great communicator with the family, and we have our schedulers that contact them, let them know who's coming out to the home. We always go do an introduction with the caregivers so they don't just show up on the doorstep of somebody there. And so we, at the end of the shifts, if there's anything that's changed, we always report that and let the family members know, and especially when they're out of town or they can't be there all day, they want to know how mom and dad did. And so we have a client journal that's there that gives information as far as if there's any changes or what mom liked to do that day. And again, going out for lunch, or if it's just sitting there visiting with them and talking about the good old days, we want to make sure the families know that mom and dad's doing okay. And it is important to have somebody in there if they can't be there to see how their health is,
right,
if there's something that they need to get the doctor about. And it's just really important to have those extra set of eyes.
And then, of course, you've got hospice support, and that basically helps a family out in any scenario, because you're dealing with that care that's emotional and traumatic at the same time. I mean, you're getting all aspects of it, right?
It is. And that's something that's really important to us, too. We like to be able to provide just the companionship for that. And if it's bathing, something like that, that's a little bit hard on family to do, we're there to be able to provide those services and just give them a little bit of relief, because that is the end of life most of the time for people, unless they rebound. And
which can happen.
It can happen. So just depending on what their body's able to fight. But it's important for us to be able to be there, wherever their home may be. Again, if it's a situation where they are in a nursing home, but they just want, the family wants around-the-clock care, and the CNA from there can't be in that room that whole time. We've had that situation with families. I just want somebody with them all the time. And it's one of those things where you just want to be able to provide whatever personal care they need.
And you look at the demographic now, the baby boomers, they're getting to that age. So they're, like you mentioned, there is a need. I'm not going to say it's going to boom.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a wave coming of people that will probably need help in the not so distant future. I mean, it's knocking
coming
on the door.
It is. And I think that's something nice to have people to have different options. There's supported living, independent living, assisted out there, nursing homes, if that's where you need to be. Mm-hmm. But if you're not there yet and you want to be able to stay in your home and you can afford to do that, and Homestead is very affordable. Mm-hmm. And again, we try to work with people as far as what the services they need. But our typical client is 80-year-old woman that needs maybe 6 to 8 hours a week.
Right.
And it's just depending on what the service is. But it's coming. I know that there are a lot of people that have been talking about it, saying it's this company is overdue to be in the area. And we try to work with other companies that are here that have maybe the community care program and really try to help be resources for each other.
And I think you mentioned nursing home. I don't think that term really affects today's terminology now. It's more assisted living and basically senior care, isn't it? They've kind of gotten away from using the NH word, haven't they?
Yes, they do. It's more of the rehab. And a lot of that mm-hmm. is that if you can't get your rehab in the hospital, a lot of times you go to mm-hmm. your skilled facilities to get those, for a better word, we'll say skilled facilities to be able to get your rehab to home, restore to home, whatever slogan that you use, to be able right. to get them home. So, and that's something, too. As someone comes home from a skilled facility, they're able to get some extra help at home, and that's what we can do with Home Instead.
You're very adamant on the county board. You're over the senior care. You have your own little liaisons report. Senior care here in Montgomery County has got to be pretty good, isn't it?
We have a lot of resources. We have a lot of resources, and we were just talking about the Meals on Wheels program and some changes that the seniors would like to see, and who has the authority to change that. We're talking about some of the diabetic issues mm-hmm. that people have, and are the meals appropriate for that. And so those are some things on the board that we were looking at, what we can do to support seniors, because sometimes they don't always feel like they have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another committee that I'm very passionate about being on with the county board, and I appreciate having that opportunity, because I think, again, some of them don't have family members that can speak for them. Some of the family members are working full-time. Mm-hmm. They don't have time to always take care of mom, dad. Some have the time, and they do an excellent job. It's just we want to be able to help where there's some gaps there. But it's important for seniors to have a voice, and I think that committee down there, not a great group of people, just really, really will be a good voice and be able to get some things solved for them in the area and be able to – they always are providing extra meals if they can for people that mm-hmm. can't get out. And if anybody has suggestions or anything they're wanting, please feel free to contact me or contact the board, because we're always looking for ways to solve problems or help out seniors in Montgomery County.
And, of course, if you look at it, your office in Litchfield with Home Instead Senior Care, it's right by the double tracks.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you're on the good side of the tracks heading into the residential, so you're not on the fast food island part.
Oh. It worked out perfect.
I mean,
we were looking for a location.
You're in a pretty
yeah.
good location right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the trains come by. And of course, my husband being across the way, we were laughing. I said, tell me the times the trains come by so I can be ready and not have a conference call going on. But they're not always consistent. But there's so many in the morning and afternoon and early
you know,
evening.
The county board could help out getting that underpass. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I think about that. But it's a great location. I appreciate the opportunity to be there. And we've got some great neighbors around us, and it's just a great historical piece for mm-hmm. the county, and to be able to be there. And when we had the open house, we had a great response, and of course had the live feed that day, and that was nice to be able to have you guys out there. And
absolutely.
But we appreciate being here in Montgomery County. I appreciate all the support, and always welcome people, free consultations. We can come in the home and just kind of talk about, do an assessment, see what you need. They may not need it at this time, but
right.
they know that we're there.
Anyone seeking more information, what's the number or a website that they can call to obtain that information?
The local number is 217-324-2299, and we're at 500 West Union Avenue, again, Suite 2, right there at the Wabash Station. And homeinstead.com is our website, so feel free to check us out. We've got our brochure on there that gives some information, and just stop by in the office. We're 8 to 4:30, and if you get us after hours, it goes to our on-call system, and so somebody's always there to answer the call. And that's a nice thing for caregivers as well as and for clients. There's always somebody there to answer the phones.
Where's time gone? We're at yeah. Old Settlers. You got a high school kid back
I
at
know.
School. 2 weeks, they'll be out of school again.
I know.
I mean, it's just
I know.
It's
the gray hairs are coming, but we just got to keep getting
Not
them.
You.
Well, I just got them covered up yesterday, so I'm good now.
Oh, here we go again. But, no, I'll give you a compliment here. You are doing a wonderful job. on the county board.
Thank you.
And if you want to talk about what's going on, I mean, there's a lot of good things going on with the county board right now. And how have you adjusted to life on the county board?
You know, I appreciate the opportunity, and it's really nice to be able to see both political sides work together. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a lot of good people on the board that ask questions, dig a little bit deeper, and we're working on economic development. We're working on everybody wants to know where their coal money's going and what we're going to spend it on. And so I think it's something that as we look at our long-term plans, what we want to do, people are talking about what they feel's the priorities. And I think it's good that we listen to each other, see what needs to be done, and then go for it and do it.
Absolutely.
Get something done.
And you got the public transit system, the B route, hopefully.
Yes.
In Litchfield. And that's, to me, that's going to help out. I mean, if it's used right, it's going to help out.
I feel like it will. And it's, again, one of those getting through all that red tape, trying to get all that figured out. But it's something where transportation is an issue for a lot of people, whether it's seniors or not. But it's mm-hmm. something that they can hop on there, know where they need to go that day, and get their assistance.
And the thing is, and Lindsay Wagahoff was here not too long ago, and we were talking about the county. And I've always said, being here, You're kind of like in the middle of it all. You're not too far from Decatur. You're not too far from Springfield. And you're not too far from St. Louis. You're kind of like in the middle.
Yep.
You don't have the the hustle and the bustle and the crime that East St. Louis has or Ferguson has or whatever.
Yes, sad.
It's kind of, you know, you're not an island by yourself, but it's kind of like a laid-back community that you could still do your own thing and not worry about too much.
Yeah, I think in focusing, I always try to focus on the positive of things just because I think it gets you through life a little easier. But mm-hmm. things aren't always great here. There's times that we complain if it's an election or if it's a school board issue or if it's family life. There's not always, if you can't look at the grass is always greener type of thing. I think it's important for us to see what we have here. If it's economic development, if it's the family life, if it's church life that we have, bringing in those communities, if it's senior care, whatever we have, I think it's important for us to look. We need jobs. We know we need more jobs, and they're working on that. And I think it's, we have some great businesses here. We have great support systems. I think we're the best fundraising community I've ever seen, just to help
ask
people
the
out.
Cancer Association,
yes,
about that.
And right. Again, we were able to do the dancing with the stars. That was so wonderful. And just to see everyone's support, again, mm-hmm. even opening this business, letters and phone calls, it's great to see support. So we do have a lot of wonderful things here, and I think it's important to be positive about that.
Nikki, it's always a pleasure, my
Thank
friend.
You.
Thank you so much for coming in. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week was Nikki Bishop from Homestead Senior Care. Coming up next week, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce will be in. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.